The Hit List, Kenwood Trust, Addiction.
These days you see a lot of peer pressure with other students and other friends. Do you think some of your behaviour could be down to peer pressure?
Right, with me, I believe a lot of my behaviour was down to peer pressure. See, with me, was always the issues about wanting to be liked, wanting to be sort of like befriended by people. I would do stupid things, yeah, just to keep friends. So once I started to get into relationships with girls, yeah, I stole vast amounts of money from my family and loved ones, yeah, really to buy affection, really. Even though I never really had an understanding about people can like you for just who you are and what you are, yeah. It's like I always felt like I had to kind of, as a young person, I always felt like I had to somehow kind of like give something to get that, you know. I didn't actually realise deep inside that it's okay to be Andy. And it's okay to be learning with some issues, and it's okay not to be in the top mark in the class, and it's okay that I can't score fantastic goals, and it's okay that I can't swim the 100 metres as fast as somebody else, yeah. But I, do you know what, there's a lot of areas in my life that I can do a lot, right? But I never had them identified when I was a young person, so I never saw that I was really good at art. I never saw that I really enjoyed in painting, and I never saw that really deep inside that I was quite okay with wanting to sort of go out and be outside, like in the woods, in the forest, just about things around. I didn't really understand that. I thought that was all some way, shall I say, usicorn. I thought that showed me as being weak in some way, as not kind of macho or manly, yeah. And it's okay just to be me. And I've learnt that over the years to where I'm at now today.
The Hit List, Kenwood Trust, Addiction.